This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
I think people make mistakes. I think something that you learn when you get older, especially when relationships get really long, there's no,
There's no like cut and paste method to what's right and what's wrong. It's just, it's so dependent on the relationship. Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki, the real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So we are here for a good time and not a long time. So if you're easily offended and if you don't want to sit around and hear us give the world's most shocking advice for the next hour, then you should turn your headphones off or your recording device or your device or whatever you're listening
recording
on or whatever.
Device. Your off speakers, now. Doll. Your speakers.
Your speakers off now. Because we have advice with the Queenies.
Yeah. We've done a few segments of this in the past, but, you know, we thought let's bring it on back because you guys are always asking us for advice on different situations because, you know, you obviously think we're your bezies.
I love that you guys DM us all the time asking advice. And it's like when your own life is so fucked, it's kind of like, wow, how can we even give sound advice to other people?
But, yeah, so we give it a good hard crack though.
There's
lots of different advice. There's kind of like, you know, moving advice, cheating advice, advice with saving money. We barely touched on
that.
We're
going to get someone in to actually give you guys advice on saving money. But, you know, there's all different kinds of advice. We've got some tales in there. A lot of bestie kind of stuff going on.
Bestie boyfy chat.
Yeah. So listen up and let's dive straight in. All right, Miss Nicola Jane Westcott. How was your week? And what are we drinking?
Today we're drinking, I've got a delicious little bushels tea.
Because the word bushels.
I have no idea if it's bushels, but I love that word. With a dash of milk in it. And Lucy's on the what?
I'm on the peppermints today, doll. Strictly dairy free. Mm. Not really for any particular reason other than I really felt like it. And I'm actually really enjoying it.
Thoroughly enjoying that tea.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
But no, we're kind of off the booze at the moment because well, are we? I don't know.
no real reason, but, you know, sometimes we can't always crack a beverage before 12 p.m. just for the podcast.
Literally, I know. Sometimes it's hard and we've had like a crazy few weeks and I think for my mental health, and like we'll talk about this more probably down the line, but for my mental health, laying off the booze is probably a good thing at, you know, pre-midday.
Always a good thing. However, they do say it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so.
So today, strictly peppermint tea, but we do have a cracker episode for you because we are going to be answering all of your questions that you've sent in for advice. We got inspiration to do this episode because we actually got probably the world's longest fucking DM in the world
yesterday.
We're going to start with it. And basically we thought, you know what? That's a bit of inspo for another episode. Let's do an advice with the Queens.
Yeah,
Queens.
Regardless of that, we find when we do these episodes, we kind of get people asking us for advice all the time. So we thought, let's just make it a regular thing.
Yeah, let's do it like every second or third week.
And you
whenever
know,
we're clutching at straws for content.
And don't forget, guys, we are not experts here. So this is all just a bit of advice from
I'd just like to say
Queens.
As a pre-disclaimer, at the current status of my life, I'm what you'd call the opposite of an expert. So I am a...
So come with us on this journey, basically.
Yeah. I'm a hot mess. So let's do it. All right, kicking off. Lego. Actually, Nick, I'm going to let you read it. I'm not very good at reading
guys,
from paper.
Hey, guys, this is massive. Hey, girls. First of all, I'm obsessed with your podcast. You guys are so funny. Wondering if you do another Advice from the Queenies podcast about advice on long-distance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
No Ooh. Worries.
Been in one
at
of those.
At the start of the year, I met this guy through work and we pretty much hit it off straight away and started seeing each other exclusively by the end of January. I was meant to be going on a six-month solo trip to Europe this year and he was offered a job promotion in another state for 8 months. He took the job, which I encouraged because I was going to be away at the same time and, like, I want him to follow his career goals. Stunning doll.
Love that.
As we got closer to the time we were both leaving, COVID started to become a big thing and I realised I was no longer going to Europe, so we decided I would come interstate with him for 2 weeks as he settled there. By this time, we had made things official, boyfriend-girlfriend vibes. Once again, COVID shut on us and the borders began to shut, so he had to fly up ASAP, so I couldn't go with him. We tried to do the long-distance thing for the past 3 months, but our whole relationship was built on spending quality time together and doing things together, so the distance did begin to get between us. When he had the time to talk on the phone, we could talk for hours, but that was becoming less and less, and texting was becoming half-hearted conversations and a few petty arguments too.
Ooh, babe, this is sounding sad.
With him getting busier and busier with work and having less time to commit to me and still no end date in sight, things between us became very distant and there was a lot of anxiety on both ends. He's now been potentially offered a longer contract up there for another year. So with all this in mind, we decided over the weekend for the benefit of our relationship to put things on hold to ease the pressure. We've both said we're not interested in seeing other people and we want each other in our futures. However, we both agree that if we keep going the way we were, we're headed to ruin something that could be good in the future just because we're trying to force it to work now. So I guess I'm wondering if you guys have any advice in maintaining long distance relationship or letting someone go in hopes they'll come back to you and trusting the universe. But also just to share your experiences with long distance, I think that might be more aimed to Lucy. Cool. Our worker Emily actually received this DM and she goes, summary by Emily, how to maintain long distance relationship when there is no set end date to the distance. Is it best to let them go in hope you'll come back together so you don't ruin something great? Beautiful summary, Em, as per.
Thank you, Emily. Our fabulous PA. I don't know what we would do without you. Okay, so let's jump straight into this. I think that, I literally just got chocolate all over the bit of paper.
Surprise, we're eating again.
We're eating Tim Tam. So I think...
It's almost like two separate paths.
Kudos to you for being so mature.
Yeah.
I feel like that would not be an easy decision to make. And I feel like if both of you have made that decision together and you're very genuine about it, like my concern would be, and I don't even want to put this seed of doubt in your mind, but my concern would be that maybe, you know, I'd be there thinking, maybe he's actually just over it and he's using this kind of distance thing as an excuse. However, I hope that hasn't really upset you, but I think, though, that if he and yourself are both very genuine about it, I think that you can definitely let someone go and come back together in the future. I think that that's, very possible. And I think we know a lot of couples that have done that.
Yeah. And, like, I think as well, like, with the pressure of COVID especially, given your situation, like, you know, people didn't know how long it was going to last. Like, there's, everything is so up in the air. So I think that, like, with that alone, I, as someone who kind of thrives in a relationship when I'm spending quality time with someone, I honestly probably would have done the same, purely because I'm not cut out for conversations on the phone and texting and everything like that. And that would purely just come down to me feeling like I wasn't giving the best version of myself because I would probably get really slack.
Yeah, everyone's quite different, hey. Like I really thrive in long distance relationships. I shouldn't say I really thrive in long distance relationships. I really thrived in my long distance relationship with Maddie because we both were very trusting. We were very comfortable and we were very comfortable with not having to talk all the time, all day, every day. It was kind of more like we'd have one phone call in the morning and one phone call at night, maybe with a scattered text here or there. But it depends on the kind of relationship that you want and the kind of what your expectations are out of your partner and what their expectations are out of you. Because I do know, for instance, Nikki, when she's in a relationship with someone, she's kind of constantly on the blower to them all day, texting. Whereas like
clinger.
if I had that expectations of Maddie, that expectation of Maddie, I would have been very disappointed because he's just not like that. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I think it just depends on your
And I feel like that's hard for this particular girl because you guys weren't seeing each other for that long before you had to move as well. So you're probably still like,
getting to know each other.
Teething issues, yeah.
I think definitely there's no shame in letting someone go under those circumstances, under the hope that maybe you might get back together. I probably would have done the same thing unless the only circumstance in which I wouldn't have done that is if everything just felt so good still. Because, we actually met a couple the other day. Here's a fun story that met one time and dating over the phone and dated for 5 months without seeing each other after that one encounter. So I really just think it depends on what comes really natural to the couple. And if it's obviously not coming naturally to you guys, I think you are better off calling it now rather than getting to the point where you're actually pissing each other off.
Yeah. And if like you're kind of like texting half-heartedly and within those half-hearted texts, you're starting to get like petty towards each other, I think, call it before it gets nasty, or, you know, like that before you kind of even maybe develop some trust issues or whatever. But I think like in letting someone go, you have to actually do that properly and not just be like, you know, like if you guys are both breaking up, you have to properly break up, not like hold on to the thought of getting back together.
Yeah. Well, like at least break up in order. Like, I think the fact that you've said we've both agreed that we're not keen to see other people, naturally that's just what happens when you're broken up with someone. Yeah. You start seeing other people. Like, unfortunately, that is just the way the cookie crumbles. But I think
just don't ask.
Don't ask.
Don't ask and don't go digging for it.
Don't go digging, because then you will ruin things and you will.
Totally.
Yeah, I think, yeah. But it's a really, I feel sorry for you. That's a really, really hard set of circumstances. And especially it is a shame if you guys, you know, did hit it off so nice and naturally at the beginning. But,
But
I think you've made the right choice.
Yeah, like even that though, like when borders open, if you guys are still kind of like pining for each other, maybe you can go and see each other and, like, if it feels good, start up again. But, like, at the same time, is it – if you've already got the wheels in motion to break up, maybe just keep it going.
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes it's harder, yeah, less back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
But that sucks, queen. Hate that for you.
Hate that for you.
But you'll be absolutely fine.
So moving on to the next one, how do I not catch feelings for someone I'm shagging? Fuck, you're asking the wrong girls here.
Yeah.
I pretty much fall in love with everyone I have sex with, so that's absolutely not – I can't give you any advice.
Literally.
I'm not letting anyone's pee in my V unless they, like, I fucking love them. That's not at all true.
We were talking about this off air, and I was like, I feel like I – personally, and no judgment to anyone, but I have to like someone first to even kiss him, to be honest.
Nah, I could kiss anyone.
Yeah.
But
like, I think, yeah, sex
that's
for,
so fucked. That's
sex
a lie.
Is a more intimate thing, I guess. So
yeah, well, I think Nikki and I being, you know, the people that we are and having the lack of sexual escapades that we do, it's become very evident that in, you know, we're in our almost 30s/30s now, I feel like it's quite a special thing for us to, special, but at least, you know, I wouldn't just do it on a one-nighter.
I think for me, like the only reason if I could like sort of get away with it would be if I was like overseas and shagged someone and then like, you know, you're leaving and maybe I didn't get his number or something.
Then yeah, go, yeah, like go, literally like a bit
rock
of
a, roll. That was a bit
holiday
of fun.
Romance for one-nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how do I not catch feelings for someone I'm shagging? I mean, I don't think – this is what a stigma I want to take out of fucking life. I don't think that it's bad to have feelings for someone, and I certainly don't think it's bad for have feelings someone you're literally
intimately
having sex with. Like, I think if you're date, like seeing a bloke and you're seeing him more than once, maybe twice, maybe three times, and you're hooking up and – he's like, oh my God, like fucking don't get feelings. Sorry, okay, don't put your penis in my vagina then. Like, I really and truly think it's not that weird to have feelings, at least of some degree, for someone that you're hooking up with.
I think that's it, yeah. Like our friend Amber, we were speaking to her about this recently. You guys are probably all familiar with her, our ultimate single gal. But she kind of said one time to us, she was like, I said to her, can you have sex without feeling? And she was like, fucking oath, babe. Took me a while, took a few times, but now she's there.
Yeah. So basically, nutshell version, I think it is possible to not have feelings for someone and shag them. However, don't be too hard on yourself if you do.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, something that I've thought of recently, only shag someone who you know has massive flaws and you could never date them. So, for example, like they might be really stingy or like, you know, really
but with that being
like
said,
not have a good rig or something.
I'm just asking myself here, why do you not want to catch feelings for that person? Because they obviously have major flaws, I'm assuming.
No, I'm assuming it's probably because they're a fuckboy and they're trying to like that would be the main reason.
Yeah,
and
maybe just like, you know, keep your options open, like keep talking to multiple boys or something. Instead of just like, don't get exclusive with him. That could be a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, moving on to the next.
Advice for some best friends moving to a whole different city.
Away from your bestie. Fuck, we struggled, didn't we, Nick? Well, I did because I had no friends in Sydney. But
yeah. We struggled, but we also probably saw each other every weekend.
Yeah, well, the beauty of that whole situation was that for more than half of the time that I was living in Sydney, Maddie actually still lived in Brisbane in the same house as Nikki. Mm. So I was still, you know, if I didn't have enough incentive to go up and see her, I had incentive to go and see Maddie. So I was still getting to see my friends all the time.
But one thing we did which made softened the blow a little bit was every time Luce would come up, we'd organise something special. So like,
did we?
Yeah, well, like we'd all go out for like a big lunch or do you know what I mean?
We made it like a to-do.
Yeah, or like we'd fucking go out for lunch and be like, okay, everybody wear a white outfit because we're having a little themed girls lunch.
Like, oh my God, I remember organising that. I was like, everyone has to wear white, and we went to this like tacky as fuck place on the Goldie.
Oh my God, it was so rogue.
And we had the best time.
But yeah, I think
when
that's a good way to
do it. Have the best time? Holy shit.
Forever, always having the best time.
Forever fun.
Yeah. So yeah, just try and make things special. Even go and do holidays together. So like meet somewhere that's not where either of you live. So that you both still are kind of getting a bit of pizzazz.
Oh, and we always had like fun things to look forward to. It was always like, you know, oh, Splendor's coming up in a few weeks, so I'll be up.
That's a good idea.
We're going to Byron for a weekend, so I'll come up. So it's always good to – and we were lucky at that time too because – our besties that are still our besties, but we don't get to see them as much anymore because they're kind of a lot more grown up than Nikki and I. Babies and marriage and whatnot. They are very good planners and they always know what they're doing so far in advance. So I never felt...
We locked away dates in advance.
We did.
Really good.
Now I couldn't even tell you what I'm doing tomorrow. Such is life.
Such is life.
All right. Flick us the next one. Oh, and also just constantly being comms via text.
I feel like with all of the platforms to chat on now, FaceTime, blah, 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 it's pretty easy to – oh, my God, actually, Luce and I started Wild Ones when we lived in separate cities. So we did this funny little thing, which anyone could do. We'd say, okay, like to get content, we'd be like, okay, let's both do the same thing this weekend, but I'm doing it in Brisbane, you're doing it in Sydney. And so we could like wear the similar outfit.
When did we do that?
Like I went out for Grace's birthday lunch and you went out for your Maddie's anniversary. Or something like that. Do you know what I mean? I'll be able to find the old photo. We did a little.
Wow. I don't remember that at all, if I'm honest.
It was so funny.
There's definitely fun ways. And like FaceTime now, like just to put this in more context about, you know, now, even say, for example, Alexis is probably mine and Nikki's other best friend. Oh, I just made the weirdest sound.
Is that like a little pooch?
Sounds like a French bulldog then. It's like my nose clicked.
That's funny.
So Alexis is like, one of mine and Nikki's closest friends. She lives in Sydney. We literally, we spoke to her for an hour on FaceTime last night.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And we both poured a glass of wine together and we sat there.
Feel like I don't see her. I feel like I'm so,
so
close to her.
It's weird.
And even Em over in Perth, like we still talk to Em all the fucking time.
Literally almost like every day.
Yeah. So it's definitely possible.
Yep.
My friend found out her boyfriend of 5 years cheated in the first 6 months together. Advice.
Oh,
I'd be pissed off, but I'd definitely get over it. If he did it one time at the beginning, I definitely wouldn't hold on to that. When you've had 5 years of history, not a chance.
I think you need to ask your partner what made him only do it for the first 6 months, because he obviously decided that he wanted to be with you and like pull
his head in. Was it one time or two times?
I'm assuming it's for the first 6 months. Or was it kind of like she was...
In the first 6 months.
I don't know. I guess it depends, but... From just reading that one sentence, it kind of sounds like maybe he realised that he just absolutely adored you, stopped cheating on you, and you've been together ever since. Is that correct?
I'm taking that as he cheated one time in their initial first 6 months and like kind of was like, I think people make mistakes. I think something that you learn when you get older, especially when relationships get really long,
there's no like cut and paste method to what's right and what's wrong. It's so dependent on the relationship and what, like, you know, if he's kind of like Mr. Dodgy Dodge and he's like kind of doing shitty things to you all the time, fucking hold on to that one cheat in the first 6 months and get rid of him.
Well, that's it. Do you trust him now? And do you genuinely think your relationship is built on trust now? If so, I would stay together. If you love him and you think that you can trust him now. I will say though, fuck, he did a fucking solid job of keeping that a secret for 5 years. How does that come out 5 years later?
Yeah. Oh my God. Follow up app. Can you please let us know?
Please let us know.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
Your go-to Okay, advice. So your go-to things to calm you down when you are stressed. I love going for a beach walk with my music in.
Yeah, you do. Or I run.
Yeah, or running. Like, honestly, that's like a stress release. Like, recently I felt really, really, really anxious. And I barely get anxious. Like,
She's a fucking cool cucumber, this chick.
Cool as a cucky. However, this Monday I just felt like so anxious. And I got home late and it was like quite late on a Friday too. But I was like,
I remember the night.
I was like, all I can do right now is go running. And like, I just ran for ages because I just felt like so, it was like meditation.
Yeah.
And I came back, felt good, had some dinner, watched a movie, went to bed. But yeah, so that's my go-to.
I'd actually like to just say I still don't know because I don't handle stress very well, do I?
No.
No. No, actually, that's not true. I can handle work stress well. I don't handle emotional stress very well. Usually probably to de-stress me would probably just be to venting and talking to Nikki, if anything. But
yeah, have someone that you trust that you can talk to. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's good.
And, you know, if you're – like people do those like squishy things and stuff. There's like some real science behind that sort of stuff.
Or meditation's massive.
Oh, actually, our hairdresser has all these essential oils that you can use for different things. And honestly, they're pretty fucking epic.
Remember that day that I was literally having an anxiety attack at the hairdresser salon and I was sniffing this lavender essential oil like it was going out of fashion. I was like, give it to me.
You just saw her laying on the couch in the background.
Let's just say it didn't de-stress me.
But, you know, I think they can be good too.
Yeah, they can be.
Or meditation apps.
Yeah. 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 Advice on dating older guys, especially when they're older than your siblings who are protective as fuck. I mean, I don't know how old you are. If you're 14 and the dude's 30, then yeah, fucking get out of there. That's rough as.
Alarm bells.
Yeah, that's an issue. But I think if you're over the age of 20 and you are in a position to really, you're an adult, you can choose who you want to date.
Definitely.
And I think really and truly, although it would be like if Jim came home, or even better yet, Ned came home with a girlfriend that was older than me, I'm 6 years older than Ned, I'd be like, weird flex, but I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that like once you're in your 20s, like age becomes more of an age bracket as opposed to like one singular number.
Oi!
Don't you
You're
agree?
A clever little trick. That's exactly what I was thinking but I couldn't say.
So, yeah, I think like especially for girls too, like sometimes girls are maturely more like emotionally more mature.
Yeah.
So sometimes Having you can't that, date though, a guy your own age. You just don't mesh well with them.
Speaking from an experience of a friend recently, I do think – There is a huge age gap between you and your partner, sometimes it can be hard because no matter how much older you get and they get, your age will always be
that it will always be there.
That gap will always be there. So say for example, if the girl's 18 and the bloke's 30, you know, he's probably getting to a stage where he's wanting to think about maybe having kids in like the next like 5 years or whatever. She's only just starting her youthful years. And so it doesn't matter even in 5 years' time, you're still going to be, have a huge gap. It's tricky. It's hard to balance. I feel like
we literally met two couples recently who have this. The first couple, age gap, I think she was 23 and he's 32. And they are engaged and they are just, you can tell like that they're fucking smitten as anything. Like they are super happy together. And I think that like, you know, they are into the same things, which is lucky for both of them. Like I think he's pretty like young at heart and she also is not like your average 23-year-old. So like they get along really well. But then there's other people who, you know, like on the weekends they're quite literally just doing different things that it's like you're really going to notice an age gap because like you're just, you can't really meet in the middle because you're just honestly doing different things.
So, yeah,
it just depends on the couple. It depends on the couple.
And like you can be the same age as someone, exactly the same age, and have to break up because your interests don't align. So it's really and truly dependent on the person. But I think if you're old enough to, you know, not be, you know, not be considered illegal, then your siblings should just probably respect it.
Yeah, and like just keep introducing them to your siblings and whatever. Like keep trying to make it more, like, less weird.
Keep pushing it. Okay, babies, before we continue, we just wanted to have a quick chat about today's sponsor, Tropeka. Tropeka is loved around the world for helping people to conquer the day the healthy way.
Love that. They have delicious and powerful proteins, BCAAs, protein energy bars, superfoods, and teas with organic ingredients that are gluten, dairy, and soy-free, vegan-friendly, and non-GMO, which you know we all love.
We love that. So now you guys know we've been using some of Tropeka's amazing products lately, and we can honestly say how good they have made us feel. We've been so busy lately and we've been trying to fit in what time we can for our health and fitness, so these products have been an absolute lifesaver.
Yeah, so we wanted to let you guys know a little more about some other great products that we're loving from the range and that we just started using. So Luce mentioned a while back she started using the Sleep, which is the herbal infusion tea to help with sleeping and how much she bloody loves it. So I thought it was time I tried the Cleanse herbal infusion tea, which actually helps clear out the overindulgences and sweep away yesterday's naughty treats.
Oh, and damn, have we had a few too many of those naughty little treaties lately?
Guilty.
Too much yummy food and drinks now that we've been allowed out again. But since I needed a little bit of a detox for my body too, I thought I'd try the matcha tea every day as it's super rich in nutrients, antioxidants and chlorophyll, which is ideal for boosting your energy metabolism and just overall well-being.
Love that. So both these products have so many powerful health benefits and are definitely worth giving a go, especially if you feel like you've been a bit sluggish or have been like kind of stuck in ISO for so long. Give them a whirl.
Love that. So you can try any of their products, guys. The team at Tropeka have given us a little Dizzy code for our punters for 15% off your first order with Tropeka. So just use the code HAPPYHOUR15 at the checkout at tropeka.com.au or tropeka.com to get their range of powerful nutrition.
And they ship worldwide, so jump on it, queens.
Love that.
Yep.
All right, next one.
My boyfriend's sister is so mean and I have done nothing but try, etc., take her for lunch and shopping, etc. What can I do?
Or I can tell you a story about this.
Yes.
When Maddie and I first started dating, back when we were infants, his older brother really did not like me, Aiden.
And he's kind of scary.
He's really scary. He fucking, I'd say, I'd go as far as to say, I reckon he hated me. I can say this now because we get along really well now. And it was hard. It really, really was so hard. So I really feel for you. I have a lot of empathy for you because it used to make going over to their house so daunting. And I would get really upset. And, you know, to top it off, we were also kind of in a large social group that was always at the same events and you know, at the pub or whatever. And it used to really, 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 it shook me. And it just took us years of eventually getting to the point where I think he just accepted that I am who I am. And now he like loves me for it. But
that's tricky.
Yeah, really tricky.
Yeah, I feel like it's always such an intimidating thing anyway to have to meet the family. So if they're fucking hating you, I'd just be like, oh my God.
Especially if they're older.
Yeah.
Like it's really scary when they're like an older sibling doesn't like you.
But, you know, at the same time, like you don't have to fucking shout her lunch and take her shopping. Just eventually be like, all right, I've tried. It's not working. I'll see you at family events. Don't sit next to me. Scram.
Literally. I think that gets to a point where, and you'll get to a point when you're old enough when you just, you won't care about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure at that point, if she's probably grown up a little bit, she'll probably be a bit nicer too.
Yeah. And like the boyfriend's obviously got your back, so don't stress.
Yeah. All right, cool. How to deal with a mother being toxic when it comes to lending her money, etc.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel like I need some more details about this.
I know.
More like insight into how she...
Like how she's toxic.
Yeah.
I think like if you... Yeah. It's tricky with those sorts of relationships, I guess, because you can either, you know, get along or like if you're... it's like if you don't see them all the time, like maybe that's like something that can contribute to you not really getting like the best vibes or I don't know, like I don't, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I need more specific info.
Need more context. If this is you, send us more info so we can put it in the next advice from the Queens. Okay, I'm 21 and want to move to another state to study, but I'm too worried to take a leap. I'd be moving with my boyfriend and he's lived there before and has half of his family and friends there. So I'm worried because I would only have him. I'm scared of being lonely and bored and regretting the move. This would be my first time living out of home as well.
Well, I feel like the fact that you've got your boyfriend with you, is that not a bit of a security blanket?
I think she's trying to say that she's nervous that because she doesn't have her own life there, but he does have his own life there.
Surely you can slot into his though, don't you? Like, don't you kind of have a life together?
I don't know. That's hard. Yeah. I do know what you're saying. I've had friends that have moved more so for their partner in the past to where they're from or where their family's from or whatever. Unless you're a person that's very happy to be, you know, first and foremost someone's kind of partner.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it can be really challenging to go and just kind of slot into someone else's life and meet friends through them because you kind of do, until you really settle into a new job and stuff, you kind of do feel like you're a bit of a plus one. Having said that though, I feel like over time you'll make your own friends and it will start to feel like home.
And like, you know, maybe use that as like a bit of a security blanket. Like at least when you get there, you can kind of be doing things on weekend with your boyfriend who you obviously want to spend time with and his friends. And then once you start your job, your gym, whatever, you're going to start making other friends outside of it. So just put effort into pursuing those relationships, you know, ask people out for coffee or whatever. Have you guys seen I Love You, Man?
Yeah, we love that film.
I fucking love that movie. And he's got no mates to be in his bridal party. And his partner's like got heaps and heaps and heaps of friends. So he kind of like starts to try and like make new friends. And if you haven't seen it, please watch it. It's absolute lol.
It's a really good movie. I love Paul Rudd.
Oh my God, me too. Okay, another one. Money saving hacks. I spend all my money on clothes because of Instagram and I'm 23 with no money. God damn, Queenie.
Thanks for keeping us in business, Queen. Yeah. Love that for you.
Look for discount codes.
No, you definitely shouldn't be spending all of your money on clothes. Like,
do up a budget.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest thing you can do.
Go to the markets, buy clothes off Depop. Secondhand, yeah, cheaper, and honestly, so good. I like really encourage people to shop secondhand because like even the thought, like this is probably a little bit of an, you know, ignorant coming from someone that owns a fashion label, but I am so, the thought of Jagger and Stone clothes just getting worn once and then not getting worn again actually like makes my skin crawl. So I love when I see our clothes for sale on Depop or whatever because it means someone's worn it and then it's going to go to another good second home.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's just silly to wear something once and then it just – like we've never ever in the history of our brand just like thrown stock in the bin ever.
Oh, my God. Not
everything is always sold in some way.
And just, you know, don't buy things as regularly. Like wait for warehouse sales or whatever. But – I think just stick to your budget because like things like Afterpay and credit cards and stuff can get you up shit's creek. So just like if you can't afford it in your bank account at that time, maybe just hold off until you get the rest of your finances together.
Oh, and buy of, like, things that you can wear heaps. Like go to a vintage shop and get some good vintage denim shorts and vintage jeans. And I promise you, you will end up wearing them most days.
Yeah. And then just save your spending clothes for like you know, special occasions. But another good little saving hack that we both did is that we just set up automatic transfers to go into our savings every week automatically so that we don't even kind of see it go in. It just goes skirt straight in there and then it builds up as you
what
go.
What does it do? Does it go skirt?
Skirt, skirt,
skirt, skirt, skirt, skirt straight skirt. In there. Skirt, skirt.
But, yeah, I don't know. We should do a proper money saving podcast in the future with an expert because
we are not experts.
We are not experts. And then we can learn too.
Yeah, that sounds like a good podcast idea.
Okay, we can ask this all the time, guys. How do you make friends so easily? I'm an introvert and need tips. Jump, like, meet people through the gym, through, like, people that you work with. You see Lucy trying to get the selfie right now.
I've been trying to get a selfie for five minutes.
I'm dying.
Oh, my God, I love this filter. I love the eyeliner filter so much.
But, yeah, otherwise, if you are struggling, there is an app called Bumble BFF
Bumble BFF. And I think the thing that's cool about Bumble BFF is that you know when you go on there and you're talking
people
to someone.
Make friends too.
They're for the same reason. It's
so
not
you
like
don't have to feel like you're, like,
imposing.
You know, or, like, feel like you're being introverted about it because, like, everyone's there for the same reason. And, you know, relationships start on dating apps, so why can't friendships? Booyah.
Yeah, we met the coolest chick through Bumble BFF. Court, if you're out there listening, still, well, still Court,
baby. We're talking to fucking rickshaws from Bug Rolls.
We did. Okay. She was like fucking
she's
loved it.
She's come to our Jagger parties and everything since.
Yeah, she's so fucking
seen her in ages.
Love that girl.
In. Haven't seen anyone since COVID, really.
Literally.
Okay. More questiones.
All right. So this is a fucking long doozy, but I'm going to read it out. Hey, sorry, this is long and probably confusing, but basically I need advice on what to do with this old friend. This is why I don't read and I get Nikki to read the long ones. Basically, all of last year, there was a group of the three of us, myself, my roommate, and a friend from uni. We were basically inseparable. We did everything together and it was always fun, always going out, always going to festivals. But one of the girls has this toxic ex-boyfriend and that was always getting in the way. Even though they were broken up, he still has massive control over her. The other girl and I used to always have to leave uni or gym early to get the other girl with wine and ice cream because she was breaking up, or leaving clubs early because he was either making her leave early and we had to go, or we were embarrassing her, in brackets, by dancing and having fun. What? How's that embarrassing? That's a good term. Anyway.
We've all met one of them.
Me embarrassing Nikki. We were even made to leave Milky Lane early. Sorry, Ollie, we didn't want to go. The girl and the ex ended up getting back together, but they lied to everyone about it. The other friend knew a little bit about them being back together and so also had to lie to me, making our friendship hard as well. While I was being told the other girl was going on dates with all these new guys, so I didn't know about the ex. This is a bit weird. When we eventually confronted her with the lies and how we didn't want the ex in our lives because we didn't want to be controlled, she promised she would change, but instead she blocked us and stuff, only talking to us when she needed a lift, stealing stuff out of my room and refusing to pay the other girl back for festival tickets she'd bought her.
Sounds like she just wanted wine and ice cream, shouts on the girls. Oh, my God.
I just wanted to know if we made the right decision by cutting her out. Holy shit, that's a fucking long story.
I reckon you made the right decision.
All I will say is that people do crazy things when they have crazy exes or crazy boyfriends and girlfriends, and sometimes they can act very out of sorts because their tunnel vision is just focused solely on that person. And it seems like maybe she was focusing solely on that person and then kind of just using you guys as blow-ins when she needed consoling, or, you know, she did someone to go out with because maybe he didn't want to go out with her, so she had needed a companion.
It sounds like, and this is a bit harsh, that she's a bit dramatic and
can relate.
But like, I don't know, you've got to be willing to help yourself before anyone else can truly help you. So until she's willing to, like, she can't like that life. Like, how shit to ruin every night when you're going out and having to go home because, like, your ex, you're having dramas with your ex. I reckon just, I don't know, steer clear, stop taking her out, or at least kind of, like, you know, maybe put the foot down next time she's screaming and going home. Just be like, hey, babe, make sure she got home safely, but then start staying out, because I guarantee she sounds like a bit of a hoot to boot. She probably will end up just staying out with you guys and get over it.
No, she doesn't sound like a hoot to boot. She's making them go home because they're dancing and having fun.
She goes to clubs. She goes to festivals. You know what I mean? Like, she obviously likes socialising. Stop ruining your own night, you goose.
Yeah. Being someone who's been crazy several times in my life, I can say, yes, it's one thing to be, if she's having these meltdowns, it's nice that you guys can be a good friend to her. But if she's then not being a good friend in return, what are you really getting out of the friendship for yourself? Do you know what I mean? Like, unless she's literally like the fucking funnest person you've ever met.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, she's got to start kind of trying to help herself instead of relying solely on you guys to, like, get her
and
out
also
of shit.
Just pulling her weight as a friend. Like, you know, you also have to in turn be a good mate.
For
but
sure.
If she blocked you, I don't get the younger generation and blocking.
That's
hey, I just don't get it.
She's done your job for you, doll. You can just scram her.
The only time I would ever block someone is quite literally if they were doing something that could potentially damage my, you know, like trolling me or attacking me or whatever. I would never just go and block someone.
No.
Out of spite.
No.
Weird flex.
I think, yeah, that's a very immature kind of thing.
Yeah.
You should just fight.
Very Gen Y.
If you're fighting with your friends, have a conversation about it. Listen to each other. Try and understand where each other is coming from. Don't just go block people.
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay, another one.
All right, next up, question. How do you guys deal with FOMO? You guys usually go to everything anyway, but if there was an event that you both couldn't go to, and even if one went and the other didn't, how would you deal with it? I mean, if I couldn't go to something because I had some, like, say, for another plan, but Nikki wanted to go, I wouldn't stop her from going if I had another plan.
Mm, totally.
I'd be like, fuck, Devo, but, you know.
Yeah, like, you've got to have FOMO. You know what? There's nothing wrong with having a bit of FOMO. Like, you can just say, fuck, I wish I was there. Have the best time ever. Like, you'll get to go next time. Like,
yeah,
our friend Carlene is so open about her FOMO that when we go, like, on holidays or whatever, she goes, oh, no, I hear your stories, girls.
Yeah, she mutes us when we go on trips.
Literally could not deal because I had that big a FOMO. Fuck, I wish I was there. Oh, my God, tell me all about it. Oh, my God, I don't want to hear about it. I'm jealous now. You know what I mean? Like, just you shouldn't care that much. Like, it's just you'll kind of – you'll go to the next thing or, you know.
Yeah. I think the thing is that's – I can kind of see how sometimes people would get FOMO. I often worry about, like, people that it's really close to Nikki and I. Because Nikki and I kind of naturally by default pretty much do everything together. So, you know, one of our other best friends, I do sometimes think like, oh, fuck, I hope we're not like seeming like we're leaving them out, if that makes sense. And I can see how someone could potentially get FOMO in that instance.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to just be mature and know that, I don't know, just because you're not going, unless they're leaving you out. Unless you're not getting invited, then that sucks. But if it's just a situation of different, you know, you've got different plans on a different night, then I think that's fine.
Totally. Yeah, just try and, you know, put it aside and just go to the next event. You'll be fine, Dolly.
Oh, okay, I've got this one. My close friend thought it was okay to tell people and get me and my boyfriend in trouble for having sex. How do I not feel any guilt or shame for my actions? And how do I move forward with it? I've now struggled to be intimate with him and to be romantic in the same way we used to, and it's really hard, so I want to try again. And, sorry, I should have prefaced this by saying the reason why she can't have sex, because I was like, just root your boyfriend, whatever, is because I'm guessing it's against their religion.
Right.
So, sorry.
Yes.
Basically, it's against her and her partner's boyfriend's religion to be having sex, and she did it anyway, and then her friend's gone and told everyone. And so basically she's like, well, now they're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't give advice on that one because we
just quite literally can't understand. Yeah. But that sounds really, really tricky. I guess maybe like try and talk to your parents about it or something.
Really? The parents? Hey,
well, that's why
it's against our religion, but
no. But if the chicks told people, I'm assuming it's the parents that are getting them in trouble. Anyway, that's a tricky one. I have no idea.
I've now struggled to be intimate with him and be romantic in the same way we used to. It would be really challenging to go from having sex to then not having sex, right?
Yeah, but like if you're both getting in trouble for it, then you've just got to be understanding. Or he needs to pop the question, Doll, by the sounds.
Either that, or they just need like if they don't believe in it that much, then maybe they should just quit their religion.
Can you quit your religion? I think, or are you born into a religion?
I don't know. Again, I'm really sorry for the lack of advice on that one. We just can't relate, I guess. I would do have a funny story, though, if you'd like to hear one.
Talk to us.
So speaking of people that can't have sex outside of wedlock, I actually know this person, their miso wasn't allowed to have sex outside of marriage, but he was just like a normal bloke. And they one night literally didn't, and I'm doing very like air speech bubbles in inverted commas, didn't have sex, but like I'm guessing very, very close, whatever. I don't know the logistics. I don't know how it works. And like, if you're just religious enough to not be having sex, I don't know if you should be pushing the limits to this close. She got pregnant out of wedlock, without having sex. She's the Virgin Mary. She was a virgin pregnant woman. She had not had a P&OV, but she was pregnant.
He must have like have some forcing in there. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. But I shit you not, that is a real, real fucking story.
Do you reckon that's real or do you reckon they slipped it in and didn't say anything?
Well, I feel like at that stage, surely you'd just like be like, oh, you know, okay, we did it.
Out.
But they stuck to their guns. They stuck with their stories, that story that they never actually did it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She got pregnant outside of, like, as a virgin. She is the Virgin Mary.
That is crazy.
Anyway, that was a fun story for you.
All right, here's a good one. My boyfriend's friendship group is not being accepting of our relationship because they are friends with his ex. That's tricky.
Say that again.
My boyfriend's friendship group is not being accepting of her and his relationship because they're really good friends with his ex-girlfriend.
Ooh, wow. That sounds like something that I've put one of my friends through.
And we've learned a lot from that.
We have.
I think it's hard because, like, you know, obviously couples, especially like long-term couples in your 20s, especially like you kind of end up in friendship groups. So usually you are friends with the guy and the girl. So when people can break up, it puts everyone through shit.
Well, yeah. Should we just give some context?
Yeah.
I had a very similar thing happen, well, and Nick as well. One of our best friends, you know, broke up with her partner of literally like over a decade, of which I was very, very, very close with her boyfriend. Like I would say he was definitely one of my best friends. And when they broke up, I genuinely felt like a child of divorce.
Mm.
Coming out of that situation, I feel very selfish that I kind of acted like that. And don't get me wrong, I was never not nice, but there were definitely moments where I was kind of like, oh,
yeah,
I'm really sad that they broke up. And I kind of like, then she got a new boyfriend and I kind of didn't open my arms to him as much as I could have.
Mm.
And I think now upon reflection, I'm definitely regretful of that. And now I'm trying to be a much more open person to him.
And I think that, like, you know, I guess like one thing that we can say from that, and like our friends even said this, is that she wishes that she just gave it a little bit more breathing space before kind of like,
yes,
I guess, bringing him to heaps of events, purely because everyone was so close with her ex-boyfriend. So it was like a respect thing for her ex and also probably just going to make it easier for a new guy.
Yeah. Very true. There's two sides to that story. And, you know, like I'm saying, I felt a little bit guilty about how I was kind of like resistant, I guess you could say.
Mm.
However, she has since said, I kind of wish
she should have pumped the brakes.
Yeah, she should have pumped the brakes and not try to force it upon us all so heavily, so quickly. So maybe that's something you could take from that.
Because they'll come around for sure. And if he loves you and they're his friends, they're going to respect that 100%.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you know, you've done nothing wrong per se. You just happen to be the new girlfriend. So I think it's a really sad situation that you're in, but I don't think anyone has anything personally against you.
Yeah.
It's just more of a loyalty thing. And I think sometimes, especially if your boyfriend dumped the girl, I think sometimes it's a thing. It is nice to know that your friends, I'm speaking from the ex-girlfriend's position, it's nice to know that your friends have your back a bit. So they're probably just trying to have her back a little bit when she's probably a bit hurt.
Totally.
Don't take it personally is what I'm trying to say, because at the end of the day, no one actually doesn't like you.
Yeah. Mm. This is a funny one. Well, not funny, but it's poor darling. I haven't been on a sober date in ages. What is the best way to break through fear and just do it? So she obviously feels like she always needs a few drinks before she goes on a date just to, like, you know, what do they call it? Social lubricant, I believe.
Yeah, I reckon I'll be definitely rocking up pissed to any dates I end up going on in my lifetime, for
literally.
Sure.
I think you just have to – just don't have a drink. Like, get, you know, maybe – or, like, start easy and don't drink before it and just go meet sober and then have your first drink there together. Or, I don't know, like, is your banter really good beforehand? Or you could even just say to them, I reckon I'd just be straight up and be like, to be honest, I'm really nervous to, like, have a date with you because – I'm not very good at dating or something. Like, can we do an activity where I'm not like sitting face to face with you feeling like an awkward person?
I hate to say it, but dating sounds like the worst thing on earth. I would rather put needles in my eyes than go on dates.
Ow.
Yeah.
I'm going on a date for sure over needles in the eyes.
Nah. Like, okay, it depends who it is, but like how awkward. Even when you like have met someone a few times, it's still awkward as fuck to go on dates.
We've probably got time for one lucky last. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 6 years, and although we're still young, he gets funny when talking about marriage for the future, and it makes me upset. What are your thoughts?
Well, how old are you, firstly?
We don't know that.
But I do.
I'm assuming you're in your 20s.
That does suck.
Yeah.
100%.
But at the same time, like I can kind of relate to that because I always like get a little bit wigged out about talking about marriage. But I think that's
Babe,
just because.
Babe, you get wigged out about talking about anything emotional, I reckon.
Yeah, like emotional or like commitment or whatever. But that doesn't mean that like I'm not open to getting married one day.
Yeah.
I think for me it's more of like a, I don't know, like it depends how funny he's getting. Like it's not like, is he there being like,
boys just
oh, fucking
really
shut up, like not a chance, like, you know, or is
boys
he like.
Boys don't really talk about that kind of stuff anyway, do they? Like,
yeah. Or maybe he like, what are you doing? Are you fucking shoving Wallace Bishop vouchers in his face being
oh,
like, there's
don't
a
get
sale
your
on doll?
Wedding ring from Wallace Bishop, please.
I used to work with a guy and his girlfriend did that to him. I left, looked, checked in the year, and the little sucker had proposed.
Literally. And I believe he got hit the ring from Wallace Bishop.
Well, because it was on sale, I think.
Please don't get your wedding ring from Wallace Bishop. I'm just going to make that very
clear.
There's
nothing wrong with Wallace Bishop. They still do diamonds.
Well, I don't know. Screams Bogan, if you ask me. Screams. Screams, I bought this from Stockland's Townsville, you know?
Screams Bogan from the girl that talks like this.
I do not talk like that.
I do not talk like that, Mr. Lady. I think maybe stop talking about it as much. If you think he really loves you, he probably does. Maybe he's just feeling a little bit of pressure if you're like kind of, you know, talking about it too much. And yeah, boys don't know what they want. Like, what color do you want your bridesmaids' dresses? They're like, don't care, don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing for my bucks. No kidding.
Literally.
I noticed my best friend had a Snapchat from my ex and I don't know what to do. Straight up, ask her about it. Be super
honest. But it could have just been one of those weird group ones that have been sent to 1,000 people.
That's what I mean. I'm like, before you get all salty and start having like a bee in your bonnet with your bestie, before you even know what's going on, ask her about it. I think if you approach your friend about it, and I reckon her reaction alone will probably give you a good indication if it's dodgy or not.
Yeah.
She might just be like, oh yeah, I did. It's just, you know.
Wait, can I just say, and actually the next one is a good follow-on from this because it's on a very similar topic, but not being able to trust your best friend when it comes to
yeah,
dudes.
Yeah, that sucks.
Would honestly be, I reckon, the most gut-wrenching thing on earth. Because it's one thing to get betrayed by the boy you like or whatever. Like, you know, it's one thing to have your heart broken, but then to know that your ex is, oh my God, I've got a good story.
Oh my God, do tell.
My ex from when I was very young, him and I had a very like on and off kind of thing going on for like a year and a half. And I will never forget one day we were out for breakfast and a Facebook message from my best friend and housemate at the time popped up on his phone, which was fine. They spoke all the time, like not in a romantic way at all. We were laughing about it because it was like it was an inside joke between all of us. We're like, ha ha. But you know, when you open a message, you can kind of see the previous messages that they had sent. And the previous messages were there from a period when him and I had been on a break. And it wasn't a sexual thing, but she was having a huge whinge about me to him. Just like an absolute whinge, saying some of the nastiest things. And I just went, so, and this had been maybe like 6 months prior when him and I had been like in a period when we were on a break. And I was like, oh my God, what cunt? So I screenshot it and sent it to both of my housemates because there was reference to both of them like wanting to move out without me because they couldn't live with me anymore.
Don't go to your fucking boyfriend with that shit. Like,
my ex
or your
at the time. It was my, and
like,
he was
regardless.
Like ragging on me so much in that moment because obviously he was loving it. Because we were broken up at the time. And I just was like so shocked. So I screenshot it to both my housemates and just said, are you kidding me? Like, obviously you went and spoke poorly about me to my, at the time, ex, then current. And they were like, it's so funny to this day how the two housemates handled it differently. One of them came home with flowers crying and we spoke about it. And I could admit I was very emotional during this stage of my life. I tend to get a bit emotional when I'm going through like hectic stuff like in my love life or whatever. And I was quite an emotional person at this time. So when she came and apologized and was like, you know, our friendship was just like in a bit of a bad place because you were quite emotional. I was like, you know what? You actually did the wrong thing by speaking to my ex-boyfriend about it, but you're apologetic and I do understand that I was emotional and we moved on straight away. The other housemate went full nasty mode and was like typical Lucy Jackson carrying on like this, making a big deal out of it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, making a big deal out of it? I was like, I'm just like calling you out for you guys doing the wrong thing essentially. And then we just never were friends again.
Mm. Crazy. It's crazy though, like seeing the two different reactions.
Literally.
Within the same household. How long after did you move out?
Well, at that point, the one that I had the falling out with had already moved out. So she wasn't living with us at the time, but we were still in the same friendship group.
That's right.
That was fine, but I was still living with the one that bought me flowers, which I mean, I guess was still another level of incentive for her and I to work it out. But just in her approach, I would have forgiven her anyway because she was so apologetic. I'm one of those people, I think coming from, I do a lot of things in the wrong a lot. So if someone comes to me and apologizes about something, I'll almost always forgive them.
Yeah, as long as it can be like a good conversation or like,
yeah,
that's why I like having conversations and not like holding grudges is so important, I reckon, because then you can like, you know, get a different perspective.
Yeah, I think being able to move on from like arguments or disagreements or challenges makes a friendship much stronger even. And whereas with the other friend, I was kind of like, I don't really care. Moving on.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bit of mumbo jumbo. Anyway, I wanted to read you the next one because it's actually very similar. And it sounds like there's got a lot of lovely girls out there whose best friends are fucking Snapchatting their ex, which I didn't even know people use Snapchat anymore. So there you go. Hey, I thought I'd give you more detail. My ex and I broke up at the start of the year and my best friend has always been friends with him, but not to the point that they'd message. On the couch with my friend watching TikToks. I was on the couch with my friend watching TikToks and as I looked over, I looked at her phone and it said Snapchat from said guy. She quickly swiped it up and started to ramble on about something but kept stuttering. Maybe this is the same story.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Like she knew she was in trouble. I didn't want to confront her about it because it was a month ago, but now he broke my heart and it hurts her to see her hiding this from me. Love you guys. Okay, I'm going to assume that this is definitely the same girl.
They did have the same first name, not different last name.
Yeah. Listen, I hate to say it, but I reckon your bestie's trying to work it.
Yeah, that's so tricky.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, that's hard. Like, I think go with your gut. Like, if you've got an inkling, I don't want to say you're always right, but like usually a lot of the times, you know, it's called a gut feeling for a reason. But
gut feelings are guardian angels, as they say.
As they say. But or you could, I don't know. I don't even, like, would you even want to ask your ex? Like, I feel like it's probably better off just being taken up with the bestie.
Yeah, I think keep it with the bestie. You know, you don't even want to let your ex know that you're thinking of them.
Totally.
Yep. Treat them mean, keep them keen, whatever. You know how it is. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Put it on a t-shirt.
Love that. All right, guys, that is all we have time for today and we fucking love you long time.
Advice
from the Queens.
And, you know, I actually just love spinning a bit of a yarn, giving our version of advice, even though it's not.
We need to get someone else in on our podcast soon because I'm fucking sick of just the two of us.
We're struggling with Vance doll.
Who would have ever thought we'd see the day? We just need to get a bit of Jimbo, Alexis and Amber in here.
Oh, my God, my queens.
The queeners. All right. Oh, we love you guys. And yes. I was about to say we have our warehouse sale this weekend, but it will have already been.
Yes. So we hope that you enjoyed it if you attended.
Yes. Love that for us. Have a great week and we love you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.